All right. You know what time it is? You know what day it is on the East Coast? It's midnight. In Los Angeles, it's 9 o'clock, and on the beautiful Big Island, it is 6 o'clock on the hour. I'm Reverend Roxy, and I have standing by in the fresh Dr. Leonard Horowitz. But you know, before we start the show, we have got to give it up to the Creator. And let me tell you folks how much thanks, how much appreciation, how much glory there is in the world. We are expressing it over here. And I know that you that are listening out there are excited to hear the good news that's coming down the pipe. You know, it is a fact, folks, that the way we express and portray the ideas of human existence is through that which Dr. Len said, praise that. Love the real Da Vinci Code, because we're talking about starting to lay them words behind, and let's get into the idea of the universe, which is the number, which is the position in the divine creation, and the thought that's going to lead us to the destiny and the providence that's at the center and core of the universe that is there for us to tap into. Can you understand how wound up Reverend Roxy is as she finds that the mathematical matrix can hold water as well as all of the parables and all of the stories and the prophets that have come and told us those things without getting us all caught up in the number? But now's the time, folks. Now's the time to decode it all. And we got brilliant people. This is the Inside Hour. You know what we tell you as you open your mind. Let life be the thought as you open your eyes. Let life be the glow. And as you open your ears, oh, bless you and bless me, bless Dr. Lynn. Let life be the melody. And let me tell you, it's coming layer after layer after layer. So without further ado, let me put my man Kazane on the phone, and let's get down to today's Inside Hour.
Welcome, everybody. This is Dr. Len Horowitz. It's an absolute privilege and pleasure to join you. I'm very thankful to Don Newsom, BBSRadio.com, for hosting the Inside Hour every week. For those of you who haven't been tuning in, you've missed some wonderful programs, but guess what? They're archived, and so we're going to invite you to go to the BBSRadio.com archive file for Dr. Len Horowitz. A $2 a month donation will get you in there, and it is well worth it, because every single show you're going to get some valuable information, some valuable insight into the way things are happening, unfolding in the world. The greatest news, as Reverend Roxy said, is here on the Inside Hour on BBS Radio. There's a tremendous number of excellent hosts on BBS, and I want to thank, again, Don and Doug and the whole Newsom family for what they do for humanity. It's a wonderful service they render through BBS Radio, and it's a privilege to join you every week on this station. So on this actually network, I should say. I want to thank some other co-sponsors. HealthyWorldDistributing.com. Where would we be without Healthy World Distributing products and catalog that serves you right now 24 hours a day online? www.healthy, H-E-A-L-T-H-Y, world. That's what we all want, a healthy world. Distributing. Let's help distribute all sorts of wonderful products that help people to overcome the current and coming plagues. HealthyWorldDistributing.com. There's affiliate programs that are just now unfolding on Healthy World. Go in there, put your email address in there, and we'll send you newsletters, press releases, lots of interesting things have been happening over the last few weeks. I've been engaged, for those of you who don't know, I was initially on the mainland for the last couple months. We took a little sabbatical. Reverend Roxy did a beautiful job in covering for me. I'm right now in Hawaii on the Big Island. Just got back, as a matter of fact, last night from the Earth Transformation Conference in Kona. Part of me wanted to be at the International Sound Healing Program. Wonderful healers from all over the world were presenting their most advanced sounds for healing. And many of you who have been listening to the Insight Hour or who have read the book Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, or watched the Love Code DVD, two-hour documentary, and that website is www.lovetherealdavincicode.com. And you can get that book online for free right now. We ask for you to kindly look in your heart and give something, contribute something, make a donation that is appropriate for what you're feeling when you read these wonderful revelations that have to do with sounds, the Creator's sounds. And if you've been following my work for the last several years, since 1999, we revealed the original musical scale in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. And you can get that through Healthy World Distributing. It's produced by another co-sponsor, Tetrahedron Publishing Group. A lot of great archived files, particularly on vaccinations and risks of vaccines for you and your children. Getting out, how to get out, get your children out of that loony, that Babylonian enslavement, intoxication for the decimation of the population through vaccination. Get out of it. Come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her plagues. Get out of this insane program as quickly as you can and as effectively by using some of the materials. In fact, we've done your homework for you. There's a couple articles at www.tetrahedron.org. That's the geometric figure that's spelled T as in Thomas, E as in Edward. T as in Thomas. That's Tet. Ra, R-A-H-E-D-R-O-N, tetrahedron.org. Great archived files there on vaccinations and other issues that we've been dealing with for the last nearly 20 years, I'd say. Tetrahedron Publishing Group has been in business since 1978, bringing nonprofit health educational messages to humanity. And we've been very, very blessed by many of you who have supported these publications, these books, bought the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, the book, as I mentioned, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. Both of those have become bestsellers in the United States. They've reached the 20,000 copies necessary to decree them a bestseller. And that ultimately the book Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science is what everybody should be reading in order to really understand what are the five steps. In fact, just about 2 hours ago, I had a phone call from a doctor who had not read that book. She called up and said, you know, you're doing such great work, Dr. Horowitz. I have a problem with a family who has a series of illnesses, one on top of the other, it seems. Lyme disease, respiratory ailments, blood problems, nervous system problems, and seems to be affecting the whole family as though it's an infectious disease. She says that blood shows and the analysis shows it's a combination of things such as bacteria, viruses, and fungus in the blood, and that the body is heavily intoxicated, and that's what's showing up. And I suggested to her to read the book Healing Celebrations. She had not done that yet. Apparently somebody told somebody who told her, you better get in touch with Dr. Len Horowitz, and I appreciate the referrals. But what I highly recommend that you do before you give me a call, and I do counseling. I do spend time with people in 15-minute measures in giving my personal advice, but I almost never do that unless you've already read the book Healing Celebrations. Why? Because for $22.85, I think it is, $22 and change, you can get literally hours and hours and hours of me and information that's life-saving. So the five-step approach, in fact, it's so important, I put most of it in at least summary section on the Internet for free. It's healingcelebrations.com is that website that summarizes the book Healing Celebrations. Healingcelebrations.com. And if you go on there, you'll learn about the five steps. Well, every good naturopath, homeopath, acupuncturist, natural healing practitioner is going to recommend five things for you to do. These generic five things include, number one, detoxification. Number two, deacidification, that is alkalinization. Number three, boosting or normalizing natural immunity every way possible. And I'm talking about not just popping magic pills that have immune-boosting supplements or, you know, everything from shiitake mushroom and green leaf extracts and olive leaf extract and green tea. You know, all of this stuff might be helpful, but unless you approach your immune system for what it really is, which is a metaphor for your own self-esteem and your own literal co-creatorship, your divine family inheritance, that is, your immune system knows the difference between you and not you. I wonder if you know the difference. People who have low self-esteem don't know who they are. They don't know the divinity that lies within and can be expressed without, and without much, in fact, you can still express the Creator because there's so much there to express that it's ever overflowing. It's forever giving. That's what forever giving is about. And so the reality is that that's who we really are, this incredible, magnificent. In fact, let me just give you the real download. Here is the best explanation, the best definition of who you are. You might want to take out a pencil and paper and write it down. Pop it around all of your little walls and put some in your bathroom mirror to remind yourself every morning. Here's who you are. You are a digital, that's mathematical, a digital bio-holographic precipitation, crystallization, or materialization of divine frequency vibration. Let me give it to you again so you get it. You are a digital bio-holographic precipitation, crystallization, or manifestation, virtually in a quantum field of physics, of divine frequency vibration. The sounds of divinity make you. You are the music. You are the divine heavenly flow. You are a part of that matrix, that mathematical matrix of the universe that the religious world calls the kingdom of heaven. Now, if you haven't read the book Healing Celebrations, you kind of like don't have a good background on this whole concept. The fact that self-esteem, who you really are, this divine self, this totally capable, loving, worthy, miraculous healer and miracle worker, that, you know, Yeshua said that there will be a time that comes that you will do more than what I have done. All the prophets on the face of the planet say that we've only maybe got about 5.5 years before 2012. The Mayan calendar ends, and the physicists say that we've reached the event horizon and going down a black hole in the center of the universe. You know, lots of people prophesying that with the current plagues, the weather changes, the earth changes, the wars, the rumors of wars, we're in the end times. And so, if you're a Christian particularly listening, and you love Yeshua, the Messiah, and he said, you will do more than what I've done. Well, the time is short. Get it done now. You haven't got that much time left. So go out there right now and realize that who you are is an incredible miracle worker. You are a digital, bio-holographic. That means biology, bio-holography. That means you're more than a three-dimensional creature. You're resonating from many more dimensions, spiritual realms, to manifest your greatness, your glory, your perfection that's designed in your body beyond the reaches of the wildest imaginations and most incredible perfection. That's who you are. And so the bio-holographic precipitation, crystallization, manifestation, you are a miracle worker. You're empowered by that Holy Spirit flow. And that is literally this energy that emanates from the source, from the heavenly throne, from the kingdom of heaven through this incredible mathematical matrix that science has now confirmed and our mathematics has confirmed. So, you know, you get the background on this and how it impacts your ability to exercise your immunity. Now, again, think about it. It's very simple. Your white blood cell bodyguards have intelligence. Likewise, they are operating out of the same type of mathematical matrix. In fact, the best thing to do when you want to heal is recruit. Call them into action. Pray for them to become activated. All of your cells. And particularly, your white blood cell bodyguards that know the difference. They've been trained. Genetically, they understand the difference between what's natural and real and you and what is unnatural and pollution and intoxication and viral and bacterial infection and not you. See, they know the difference between you and not you. Now, I wonder if you know the difference between you and not you. Because if you don't think that you're a divine heavenly creation, a holy sister and brother of the Messiah, capable of doing miracles, then you really don't know you, do you? To the extent that you do know you, you're capable of working miracles out of that mathematical matrix, that heavenly kingdom, and therein lies the glory. So that's the real issue of self-esteem, holding yourself up, not as a egomaniacal, lunatic. You know, we have enough of that in our president. The reality is what we are simply saying is that you have the capacity to produce miracles because you've been given the gifts and the instruments of the Creator. You're created in the image of the Creator. You're given lips like the Creator created through the spoken word on water. You're given lips to pray over a human water vessel called a human being. And you're capable because that water is this miracle juice. It's the creative fluid. There's nothing like it in the universe. Scientists today have put hydrogen and oxygen together in hundreds, if not thousands, of studies, and they can't create water. Well, of course you can't create water because it's God. It is godly. It is Yah, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, Yahweh. It is the core creative juice. And if you don't believe me and you want to challenge me on that, on the even theological, Judeo-Christian theological, even religious aspects of that, do your homework. Go back to Genesis. Read the book. It says in the beginning there was the Creator, there was the Word, and there was the water. And Moses' name means saved by the water. And John the Baptist baptized people to open up their spirits and rebalance their auras and rejuvenate their energy and send that Holy Spirit flow. And the Messiah used to send people to John because he worked with the water. And out of the water, says Genesis, came everything. And the Messiah was walking on water. His name literally means Yod-Heh-Shin-Vav-Heh, Yahshua, literally means the Creator saves. So you've got Creator saves is what Jesus' message is in his name says, and Moses's is that saved by the water. So it's the water that saves. Now, just add one more thing. Add what the name that the Creator gave Moses at the burning bush to identify himself. He said that I am the Tetragrammaton. I am the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, which means, literally translated, to breathe is to exist, implies the importance of oxygen. Oxygen, element number 8, the Creator's symbol. That's why I haven't gotten to it yet in the 5-step approach. Where step 3 of the Healing Celebrations material deals with boosting natural immunity holistically. Realizing that your immune system is a divinely functioning mechanism, system, and that it reflects your own consciousness, your own understanding and identification, identity, being able to recognize the fraud of who you are not versus the real, totally loving, capable, worthy human being who you are. And that in that love, in that light, in that reality, that's where you're walking in the kingdom of heaven. That's where you're bringing that down to earth. That's where you can walk through the valley of the shadow of death, which is virtually where we are today in Babylon, and fear no evil, because nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. And if you bring it down to your place on earth, put it into your water, your miracle-working body, then guess what? There's no room for disease. There's no room for anything that's wrong, missing, broken, or ill. It is perfect, and so are you. So it's a question as to, can you get out of your mind long enough? Can you shut it off? Can you shut your ego mechanism, fear-based mentality, and jealous mind off long enough to get the reality and let that heavenly vibration flow? Can you do that? That's the choice you have. That's the incredible, wonderful choice that we have together to make as a family, as a loving family or extended family of the Creator. Because ultimately, we've all been blessed. Well, I wouldn't say all of us. You know, there are some people on this planet. You know, a large part of this weekend at the Earth Transformation Conference in Kona, there were a lot of very excellent speakers that dealt with the issues of extraterrestrial presence and alien mentalities. And, you know, quite honestly, I've been in my elder years grasping the idea more that's been relayed in the Bible that there were lesser gods with not the capital G, but small gods. There were the Herculeans, the supermen. There were the Nephilim, the fallen angels. There were a lot of different entities that came from outer space, or at least the spiritual realms, and came and inhabited this planet. And even when I reread now many portions of the Bible, I'm getting more and more newer insights that it is not against flesh and blood with whom we are doing battle, for sure. It is foreign spirits of evil nature that have a foreign genetic line to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that's why they can look at you and I, those who are of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, those who are of the 12 tribes of Israel, those who have been chosen to lead righteousness and Creator's way and Creator's laws, and they can look at you and I as dogs for that commitment and that inheritance and that genetic, energetic flow that we have that they don't, the love in our hearts that they don't feel, and that's how they are able to get away with this genocide. No better word for it, defined in Webster's as the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, politics, or ideology. You've got all three of those going right now with our leaders. Those in the White House, those who have been in the White House, doesn't matter if it's Democrat or Republican. I am neither, proudly to say. I won't give that any more energy. The reason why is because they're both as corrupt. It's flip sides of the same corrupt coin. And it's being directed by those who are soulless, who don't have the heart and sense and feeling. And for those, in order to get there and stay there and to grow there in that absolutely evil mechanism, that structure of deception and dysfunction, the bureaucracy of the United States and most other countries is completely dysfunctional in that it doesn't serve the people, it serves genocide, the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit and politics and ideology. And those people have an ideology currently to kill at least two out of every three of us. Half to two-thirds of the world's population is targeted for elimination. Will you be one of those? You know, here's my suggestion, recommendation, that if you don't know who you are and you have simply taken on the deception that they want you to believe that you are, that is a dumbed down mind control slave of governments, of the employers, of the insurance companies, of the bankers or banksters, of every type of contractor that has placed a contract and had you sign your name so that instead of a sovereign spirit-filled being with a direct connection to the Creator, you have an intermediary that you must bow down to and cow down to and pay off one way or another. And that is a form of enslavement that Babylon presents on a silver platter from birth to grave. And that is exactly what is coming down. Babylon is falling. It's falling right now. And those who are engaged in this deception and literally have persuaded the masses that they are not of a divine ilk, that these people are going to have the, as I have been saying for years, the carpet pulled out from under them, and they will realize that they've got nothing solid to stand on when the frequency vibrations of the Creator's music starts to play louder and louder, which it is already doing. And those of you listening, most of you have been already hearing the call. It is the most magnificent music in the universe. It's the most empowering tones ever made. And the universe is full of them. Nature is sustained by them. Your water and genetics sings and vibrates because of them. And you are precipitating, crystallizing right this instant in this quantum field, this miracle mathematical matrix that the Creator's constructed for our enjoyment and His. You see, that's what's coming on so strong now. Now, that explains a few things. It explains why those of you who have been doing the most work for humanity and to purify yourselves and prepare yourselves for these times, for the Messiah's return, for the Messianic age that everybody wants, the New Agers want the transformation of the planet, the paradigm shift. The Jews want the Messiah. The Christians want the return of the Messiah. The Muslims want the Messiah. All these people want to live in peace, and that's what's promised in the Messianic age, which is starting right now. Now, you don't need to have the Messiah appear before your eyes this instant to realize that in your heart the Messiah is there and can direct you through that loving counsel. And those of you who know what I'm talking about have been tuning into that message and messenger. And those of you who have alternative messengers are also getting awesome, awesome revelations and direction. There's no exclusivity on the kingdom of heaven except for those who have open, loving hearts who are capable of vibrating to literally what we now know is the 528 hertz frequency of love. That is the central frequency of the entire electromagnetic color spectrum in the center of your heart, literally. You know, as above, so below. You've heard that saying before. What's true in the cosmic realm is true in the microscopic realm. So that there's a scale, just like in music, there's a scale. Like architectural designs are built on scales. Maps are drawn to scale. There's a scale in the universe. It's the Creator's. It's not the devil's. It's not the Illuminati's. It's not President Bush's. It's a scale that the entire universe is based on. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in that scale. It's mathematics, just like your maps are based on inches or centimeters. Likewise, this is all math. There's a mathematical matrix of the universe that's scaled. And on the scale, there are certain notes. And as the matrix and entire universe is evolving, the notes are changing. And now we're entering into the period where that love frequency vibration, that's the third note of the original musical scale, was ut re mi, not do re mi, but ut re mi, miragestorum in Latin, miracles in English. The mi note, mi 6, 528, 5 plus 2 is 7, plus 8 is 15, 1 plus 5 is 6, that's mi 6, or mi 6. Now you know how British Secret Service got their name. They're controlling everything on this planet as the Gestapo for the Illuminati. Get the Love Code, folks, by the way, the Love Code DVD documentary. Starts off with Da Vinci's incredible drawing showing exactly what I'm saying in his art form. The Roman Catholic Church, who is depicted as the pagan god of Baal, the bull, the fertility god, representing the Roman Catholic Church, delivering the tree of life to the global royalty who stand on top of the world in the image of this crowned eagle. That's Da Vinci's drawing that you haven't seen, most likely. Most people haven't. It's rare to find it, and I was blessed to do that. And the reality is that this has been a long, long time manipulation and coercion and enslavement of the population, everything from the English language, which is a distortion off of the original sacred Hebrew and Sanskrit and ancient Aramaic and the holy languages, in which the heart opened because of the resonance frequency of the letters and the sounds themselves. Now we're speaking a language that is very challenging to speak and is literally alphanumerically reversed 100%, 180 degrees. Read the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. You'll understand that. Read the book Healing Celebrations. You'll get how this is important in regard to our own healing, what it means to understand that language is the creative mechanism and the creative instrument. The number one creative instrument is the lips. That's, by the way, the sixth note of the original musical scale. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, 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 be a rapum in Latin. The lips in English, the creative instruments. That's how come prayer works, because it's powerful. You send those loving, heartfelt, intent signals out of those lips. You chant those tones in a holy matrimony between you and the Creator with the intention to create something blessed. And suddenly, miraculously, it manifests, and it doesn't matter where on the planet you are. You want a miracle to happen in the Middle East? So be it. Because time, space is relative, and this whole mathematical matrix, this law of the universe, is consistent and never fails. So this is the demystification of your miracle working capabilities. The divine destiny of humanity lies in what I'm saying here and I'm sharing with you here. And BBSradio.com is bringing it to you for free over the internet, internationally, and even archiving it for you. For $2 a month, you can get on BBS, as I mentioned earlier, and get these downloads. They're uplifting uploads, in my opinion, but literally this information has been suppressed and you have been kept from it. It's pretty obvious when you really start to think about it. It's very simple. But if you ask the question, how come people don't know that DNA, for example, is a receiver and transmitter of light and sound signals, as per many, many scientific publications? That means, in essence, that sacred spiral is literally an antenna to the Creator. That nature's frequency vibration, even if you're an atheist, you don't believe in God, well, nature has a vibration, and it's sustained by that vibration, by the music of the spheres, if you will. Guess what? Again, that's all scaled out perfectly. The divine intelligence, the intelligent design in that is incredible. It's awesome. It's to be celebrated and decreed as the most heavenly creation in ever in the history of anything, the creation of this cosmos, and that you're part of it. And as above, so below, the perfection that exists in the cosmic realm, everything scaled, everything according to the law, everything according to the math, being a precipitation, crystallization of divine frequency vibration in this mathematical matrix or the quantum field, is what you yourself and every single strand of DNA that has intelligent design and the intelligence to receive and transmit the Creator's glory, so that you can be, so that you literally can be free and uplifted in that presence, that Holy Spirit flow, so that you can be the miracle worker you were intended to be, so that you can live your life full of synchronicities and miracles. You know, it says the steps of the righteous are ordered, the Bible says. Yeshua said that. You don't have to worry about anything if you are right standing in this kingdom of heaven. You're in with the flow. Life is a joy. You've given your faith and trust. That's the key. You've got to have a relationship with the Creator that's based on those two words, faith and trust. Every relationship that you've got is based on it. You lose faith and trust in a relative or a friend, and it's over. The energy is gone. Sadness takes its place. An emptiness that you once had in your heart suddenly ceases. So now you realize that's the key that opens up the heavenly gate with sincere prayer and thanks. Faith, trust, you give it over to the boss. And then you become literally inspired. The Holy Spirit flows. Your life starts to become synchronous. That means in time with, in synchrony, in harmony with the divinity. You're in the mathematical matrix flow. In harmony instead of this whole deception and division. It's a false division. And your mind, which has been literally educated into ignorance, particularly from watching the mainstream media and the news particularly, that tells you how horrible everything is all the time. In fact, it plays to your ego. The news, headline news, plays to your ego. Because it's a fear-based mechanism. That's all it is. And we're now entering in a time, an evolutionary history, and a time in which we are evolving as spirit-filled beings, living spiritually in a physical reality, whereby we were told we would be of this earth, but no longer of it, really. We'd be on it, but no longer of it. That was the counsel, again, that Yeshua left us. He said a time would come when you couldn't relate to things anymore, folks. You can't relate to how loony it is out there. The American public are completely opposed, by and large, the masses of them, to the Iraq war and the war on terrorism. And what have we got? Just like an emperor who's got no clothes, we're screaming he's nude, he's got no clothes, he's a fraud, this whole thing is a money-making scam, and yet the parade keeps marching, and the news keeps putting out the bad images and the bad vibrations that make you afraid, and the message is the same, that unless we do this, then they're going to come back to the United States and attack us. Well, excuse me, take a good hard look. Just do some Google searches if you want to start there. That's fine. 9/11 was a complete scam. In fact, you know, yours truly, and I say this humbly, yeah, I was the first one on the internet that said something smells like a rotten fish with this 9/11 business. I was already on the internet 3 hours after it happened. We watched it. The first plane hit. 3 hours later, I was already posting 26 reasons why Osama bin Laden didn't do it. It was very obvious who did it. Those insiders, those profiteers that shorted the airline stocks and basically made a fortune again off, as they always do, off of humanity's suffering, who can have the coldness of the heart to assassinate, mass murder, all of those people in the trade towers. Again, you have to understand that they're not of us. They are alien to literally Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, you want to go back into the Bible and really take a good look, reread it. I'm starting to be really clear that this is the case. The Creator had, at the very beginning of the Old Testament, enemies. And the first one was that snake, that serpent, that reptilian that seduced Eve and gave her children. And that's why the ousting apparently happened in the Garden of Eden. So there were holy bloodlines, and there were evil bloodlines. And there were enemies of the Creator. And basically now you can begin to understand how it is that those money makers, profiteers, in the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel can watch you and your loved ones waste away in these concentration camps they call hospitals today. They make money, they're joy-filled, they're happy, they maintain not only their finances but their power, and most importantly at these times when they want to reduce the world's population because they've got enough money, they simply are concerned that this whole spiritual renaissance, this mass awakening of consciousness, this loving, open-hearted revolution, where the word itself, revolution, look at it, it's got evolve and love right in it. It's all plastered all over Las Vegas right now with the Beatles' new Cirque du Soleil performances being advertised. Revolution. I never saw that before I saw those advertisements. The word love is right in there, and so is evolve. So it's a revolution of love to evolve this planet and this whole consciousness capability to expand ourselves to become the divine beings that who we really are is calling for. So that's step number three, is knowing who we are, knowing who we're not. You know, just like the immune system, when it's whacked out with the vaccinations that contain mercury and aluminum and formaldehyde and formalin and contain pieces of foreign beasties, bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, and cow pus with smallpox vaccines, you begin to realize they are polluting the sacred bloodstream that the Bible tells you to keep holy and pure. Don't mix the seed. Don't create the genetic mutations of humanity, of these sacred bloodlines. You begin to realize you're part of the sacred bloodline if you've got a heart and soul. You go back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If you've got concern and real sincere caring for humanity today in the condition of this planet where everything in the environment is being assaulted by the toxic waste that these people who have no consciousness whatsoever other than this power mongering and profiteering. The reality is that we shall overcome. In fact, here's how it's happening. It's happening through the sounds. So the whole concept of knowing who we are and evolving in that way through adding the tones in our lives, listening to the music. In fact, this is what we have. I want you to go online to theperfectcircleofsound.com. Perfectcircleofsound.com or even tetrahedronrecords.com. Tetrahedronrecords.com. These are new websites, folks. Scotty Huckabee, who happens to be a friend of mine, and I'm just amazed by his talents. His story is incredible, just awesome. I know it's real. I know it's true. But for him to have woken up from a hospital, in a hospital bed, with some anonymous source giving him a guitar to play for humanity's salvation and his own therapeutic and spiritual evolution is amazing to me. Probably will is to you too. But to hear his tones, I consider him, rightly so when you hear him play, the universal guitarist of the spiritual renaissance. His music is different from the stuff that you get when you turn on your radio. So is Jonathan Goldman's most powerful healing CD on the planet called Holy Harmony that relays the nine tones of sacred sourcing divinity. Literally, the source of all creation is in those nine tones, the perfect circle of sound. And so to understand that healing is simple, to understand that recovering who you are and sustaining your greatness is simple, all you need to recognize is that you are the music. We are the music. We are the digital, that's mathematical, bio-holographic precipitation, crystallization, manifestation of divine frequency, vibration, that's the music. You are that. And if you've lost that, and if you lost touch with that, and if you're in your head thinking fearful thoughts or jealous messages or all this guilt and all this other stuff that takes you out of your divinity and puts you into a subjugated human, literally, alien species. Because that's what they want. They want you to bring, they want to bring you down to their level. The snake in the Bible was subjugated and directed to crawl and slither on the ground, and that's what they want you to do. They want to bring you down to that level and then step on you and kill you after they soak you for all that you're worth and ultimately deplete you and your family of all their, all of your wealth that you've accumulated. And that's exactly what's going on with these nursing homes and with these hospitals and these bills. And, you know, that's what this is all about. It's just an enslavement. So you want to be free? The freedom lies within. That you're a Holy Spirit-filled sovereign spirit under the Creator, under one Creator, brothers and sisters of the great ones, the greatest ones. Your heart literally throbs and vibrates to those frequencies of divinity. The 528 hertz is at the center of it. I told you, that's the miracle. The very next one is what we're entering into now as we come forth as a miracle family. The fourth note, fa, fa, do, re, mi, fa, ut, re, mi, fa, family torum in Latin, family. This is the miracle family now that's resonating divinity. This is where we are currently in the universe, and the mathematical matrix is coming up where those frequencies are starting to be increased in their volume of their transmission, of their glory. And suddenly now, who's coming up for the task? Who's marching to the front lines of this great earthly transformation but the miracle family? And so it's all a matter of the music and the sounds and the scales of divinity, and that's what we're vibrating to. So instead of turning on your radio and listening to the Roman Catholic Church's dumbed-down A440 music, all musical instruments today, you're listening to them when you turn the radio on, tuned to A440. Well, guess what? It's not A440, it's 417, it's 417. That's the A. The C is that 528 love frequency, that love tone. So, love hertz, 528, hertz frequency of sound, that's cycles per second, that's what we've got now. If you go to healthyworlddistributing.com, you can buy the tuning fork set, and you can retune your own instruments, and you can start to make your own music if you play guitar or you play violin or any stringed instrument. And I know pianos are a little bit more difficult, or a lot more difficult to tune. But that's what we're engaged with now, bringing forth the music for physical salvation and spiritual evolution, because this is the time. It's not by my decree that this is the time. Nor by yours. It's not even by your desire to have it be so that it is. It's here because it's our destiny. It's the time of the planetary and cosmic evolution whereby the mathematics, the numbers are coming up for us to literally do what's called for by this incredible, miraculous matrix that the Creator put together, the religious world calls the Kingdom of Heaven. We're being called from the kingdom. We're being uplifted by the kingdom. It's a virtual rapture. The spirit is coming up. Consciousness is awakening and arising. We're now able to intuit more and follow the intuition, such as what somebody who's not vibrating with loving thoughts and or manipulations in their heart, we can sense them far better today. The miracles that are happening in your lives, little miracles and big miracles alike, like you're thinking of something or someone, you're working on special projects, and like miraculously they're falling into your lives every single minute. It's like that, folks, in the kingdom of heaven manifested here right now down on earth as it is in heaven, manifested in your Holy Spirit-filled temples as well, as that reflects the perfection and the glory of creation. Awesome time we're living in. Never been a better one. More joy, more great news, the gospel. This is the modern gospel. It doesn't get any better than this, folks. Doesn't get any better. So let's give some praise to our Creator for bringing it all in. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for all your glorious blessings. We thank you so much for the gifts, the wisdom, the revelation, the future that holds so much promise and glory to you, to your loved ones. We, the people who have open hearts, who desire to receive more fully your great glory, your blessed praise, as well as your power to do the right thing, the right things, to lay our hands on people to heal them, to give counsel where it's needed, to restore confidence and faith and trust in you, Heavenly Creator. Therein lies the source of all salvation. It is by your faith and trust in you, and we want to be your miracle workers, carrying this incredible torch of divinity, of light, of truth, into these years that we are having a dramatic shift in consciousness, in spirituality, in inputting into our own frequencies your divinity, so that we can be the miracle workers that your Son prophesied we would be, and we shall be. It is now that time. We ask for you to give us a special blessing for everybody listening to this program, whether it's going to be rebroadcast in the archives later on BBS, or people, you're welcome to make copies of this, our broadcast, and pass it around. Everyone listening, I ask for a special blessing for everyone listening, that you be absolutely, optimally empowered with the Creator's divine word, sound, song, so that you're uplifted, your hearts are fully opened, that your mind is placed at ease to open up your heart, mind, intuition, to be directed by that heavenly flow and only that heavenly flow, that your guiding angels may do their work that they have been intending to do with you, so that you are carried along this path of righteousness, right standing in this frequency vibration, and directed miraculously to all the blessings and benefits that your destiny calls you to do. You, the miracle worker, you, the prophet and the teacher and the blessed healer, I'm talking to you. Heavenly Creator, I ask for a special blessing for all the yous out there. All of the yous, be uplifted in your glory, in your power, to become the front line warriors, peacemakers. Let us put behind us the dissonance, that we ask for a special blessing to bring our soldiers home. I ask for a special blessing to put an end to all the war, because there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. We want to restore that on planet Earth. We want peace, shalom. We want it to reign as it is in the kingdom here, right now, on Earth. And we ask for a special blessing for all of the yous, all the people listening out there, to this special prayer, to this blessing, that we be enlisted and enrolled and sent to your front lines as the peace workers and the crusaders for this march to justice and freedom. We ask this in Messiah Yeshua's name. We praise you, Heavenly Creator. Amen. So, folks, I thank you so much for listening. Let me, with the next few minutes that we've got on the Inside Hour, let me just finish by sharing the final two stages of the Healing Celebration's materials. So step four I mentioned was oxygenation. Step five is bioenergetics. This is what I just did. I did something that was bioenergizing. It was uplifting spiritually. It was honest. It was true. It was real. There are not too many things that you can do in the world that's as real as heartfelt prayer. And that bioenergetics is all about that. Prayer is a bioenergetic technique. It assumes that frequency resonance and the sound of voices make a difference. It assumes that there is a scale of life in which your tones move out and affect other things, such as other people's hearts, to get those opened up and get the healing to flow. You know, that's just one of the many, many forms of bioenergetic healing technologies, the capabilities that we have. The Creator is such a miracle worker, laid it out so perfectly that, in fact, the scale, the sounds, the numbers reflect lights and colors. So color, sound, light, frequency, generators, light therapies, all of these we understand now is the Emancipation Proclamation for our own freedom and sovereign evolution. How can you pop magic pills to cure every ill and be free? You can't. How can you buy into the gross pharmaceutical deception and stay healthy? You can't. That's why you go to the concentration camps today, the hospitals, and 13% of the people that walk in there come out with diseases that they didn't have when they walked in. This whole thing is a scam. The medical mania, the American medical culture is devastating, decimating, and depopulating. In fact, the leading cause of death in the United States now being recognized by more and more experts, including leading epidemiologists, is medical mania, this lunacy, this satanic sorcery that Book of Revelation speaks of. By the way, that sorcery word is in the Bible, and its root word is in Strong's Concordance, and it's pharmacopoeia, pharmaceutical industrialist. In fact, it tells you right in the Bible, in the Book of Revelation, that in these end times, those power mongers, those global elite, the international banksters, they were the world's wealthiest, and they fooled the wealthiest of wealthy, says the Bible, in the end times. And those people that did that cast magic spells, and that's what I was telling you about earlier. Headline news, the mainstream media, television in particular, and in fact Hollywood, too, does a pretty good job. Casting magic spells, it's a hypnosis machine. You ever watch people watch television? They don't blink. So the reality is that casting magic spells is happening today. It's called persuasion technologies. It's a behavioral science, more sophisticated than physics. Let me tell you how sophisticated the science of behavioral science is. The most sophisticated of all, because, you see, that's where population control lies. The power to control the mass mind lies in the behavioral sciences. It doesn't lie necessarily in physics, although one could make an argument today that sound frequencies, and certainly like Dennis Kucinich said in his Space Preservation Act of 2002, that there's psychotronic warfare, the capabilities of using sound and frequencies to mind control mass populations is certainly there. But the greatest instrument of this manipulation is television. So this is truly a time to turn the televisions off and to turn on your open heart. Move in there. Move into that domain, because that's where the real messages are going to be coming for your physical salvation, spiritual evolution, and contribution, the service that you can render to other human beings right now who are in great, urgent need. People are dying all over the place. The astonishing rate at which diabetes today and cancers are increasing is hideous. And ye shall know them by the fruit of their labor. That's the fruit of the medical deities. That's the fruit of the global industrialists, poisoning people, poisoning the planet, as a result, causing everything to be diseased, decimated, and on the verge of extinction. Well, guess what? I am turning off that signal. I'm no longer interested in it. There's a better song to hear and sing, and that's what I want to tune into. So I want to thank Don Newsom, BBSRadio.com, for bringing the Insight Hour to you, this opportunity to be uplifted in the truth once in a while. We deserve that, don't we? And that I want to thank Reverend Roxy Hampton, who has given me some wonderful time away. We've got some guests coming on next week. I'm not quite sure. It's either going to be someone who has a lot of great information and has a lot of love in her heart for artwork and the use of art to relay frequencies of sound and divinity so that, again, we can be uplifted. And so there's that possibility next week. We're still preparing the show. And if not, we're going to be covering this issue of depleted uranium again with the doctors that are at the forefront of this hideous issue, both here in Hawaii and all over the world. You know, it's the energy industrialists. Again, looking at the United States Navy has been at the forefront of this whole manipulation on behalf of the royalty. Read the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, and you'll learn that connection between the Navy, the Department of Energy, and the global industrialists. And you'll realize that this whole nuclear power and industry, as well as this depleted uranium manipulation, is their devil doing. And that ultimately this is an important subject because it's our planet, it's our people. And in order to take it back, we've got to be conscious, aware about what these risks are. And there are some heroes out there that are laying their lives and careers on the line, and we want to bring them to you on the Inside Hour. So stay tuned next week. Again, Tuesday nights, 12 o'clock midnight East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific, and in beautiful Hawaii, I think it's, started at 6 o'clock now because of daylight savings time. We're on at the hour of 6 in Hawaii. I want to thank again HealthyWorldDistributing.com. Here's a toll-free number to call. If you want to get any of the books I mentioned, call toll-free 888-508-4787. For those of you who are not online, maybe listening on an AM/FM station out there, 888-508-4787. That's where you can get any of the books I mentioned. Get Healing Celebrations. If you've got health questions, you want to know how to prepare your temple to defend itself against these current and coming plagues and how to recover from these diseases most rapidly, get the 5 steps in Healing Celebrations. You can go online again. HealingCelebrations.com has a great summary of the book Healing Celebrations, and the publishing company Tetrahedron, I want to thank. Go to lovetherealdavincicode.com. You want to get inspired. You want to integrate this information I've been sharing most rapidly. Get yourself a copy of the Love Code 2-hour DVD documentary. You can get it through through HealthyWorldDistributing.com. You can get the introduction to it for free right on the internet at lovetherealdavincicode.com. And I greatly appreciate you spending the hour with Dr. Len Horowitz. It's over and out. Love you, folks. Be well, be blessed, and above all, be divinely inspired. Bye-bye.